stop for my traditional 3/4 of a litre of iced coffee to keep me awake for this last stretch, and an ice cream, and sat outside the store, and it was school's out time. There were a couple of young boys who were very interested in my bike. One in particular asked me where I'd come from, and when I said Sydney, he said, "No way." And he said, "Where are you going?" I said, "Around Australia," and his eyes nearly bugged out. He said, "No way, you're kidding me."
I'm Dave Burns. I live on the New South Wales Central Coast. I've retired there, and now one of my main goals of each year is to have an adventure of some description. That's the kind of thing I dreamed of all the years that I was working. My latest adventure was my third attempt to break the record for cycling solo and unsupported around Australia. The first time I was more or less on track to break the 55-day record, and the day after I passed by Broome, I tore a leg muscle. It just got worse and worse, and in the end I could only ride using one leg. I couldn't ride the 280 kilometres a day that I needed to do. So that was the first time, and that was about halfway around. The second time I got almost to Perth, about 60% of the way, about 9,000 kilometres, and I was riding early in the morning, about 5 a.m, and got hit from behind by a van, the driver of which I believe was asleep.
Apparently that guy's still telling everybody how he knocked a guy off who was riding around Australia. That guy actually called me a couple of weeks before I left to see if I was okay. I guess it's good that he cares and is interested, but from my perspective, his momentary lapse is the whole reason I'm out here again, doing it even tougher than last year.
A 300 kilometre day, which is what I was trying to average, equates to about 15 hours riding time. I got into a routine of trying to get up at midnight. I'd get going at 1 a.m, pretty much ride, minimum was say 40 kilometres at a time before I'd have a break, which would be roughly 2 hours. I'd only try and stop for maybe 15 minutes, try and keep the time to a minimum. And then when I'd get into wherever I was going for, I'd check in. Usually I'd try and book a day ahead. And then I'd get into bed. And early on in the last trip, I sort of tried to make sure I had at least 4 hours sleep. And I survived for the first 2.5 weeks doing that. But I was really heavily in a sleep deficit after that time. And after that, I started to try and make it 5 hours minimum sleep a night so that I just felt a little bit better.
When I really started to get drowsy, I took the option of taking a couple of my no-doze tablets at my break. They seemed to do the trick of keeping me awake, although only just barely till the sun came up.
On the third attempt, I'm much better now, but I do know that junk food, actually fat, has a sort of higher energy content than most other sort of energy foods. It's just that it sometimes takes a little while to convert. So I'm not particularly fussed if I'm eating, big greasy breakfast.
Chicken and chips.
And a litre of ice cream.
3 pieces of chicken and some chips.
A packet of potato wedges and a large bottle of drink.
Very much enjoyed the whole of my litre of ice cream.
I'm sort of a believer in that your body craves the things that you need. So if you need salt, then, pizza looks really good.
Day 22,
day 23,
day 24,
Monday, August the 17th,
Tuesday, Wednesday, the 19th of August,
10:30 a.m.
on day 25, Thursday, the 20th of August. I can't say I've had a great day. The first, I got up at about 11:15 p.m. after 5 hours sleep, and as usual, those terrible moments where the last place you want to be is leaving after 5 hours sleep to ride 360 kilometres on a hot day. I really didn't want to do it, but I just couldn't help myself thinking over and over again about 26 more starts
on 300 kilometre days after 5 hours sleep. I just didn't want to do it. I just couldn't get it out of my thought, out of my head. It was almost
just chuck it all in. What's the value?
Do I keep inflicting this on?
Am I really gaining enough to make it work?
Like a black moon,
a commitment.
Somewhere there's going to be a reason why I can't make it one of those days, big time, and then the whole quest will be over. And so if that's the case, then why am I still doing it? Quite a lot's happened in the last 24 hours. I was riding along the highway and a motorbike came up next to me, and the guy started asking me some questions. He chatted for a while. He's interested in what I was trying to do. He asked me about my bike and I told him it was a new one, and he said, "Oh, you have to be careful of the spokes on the wheel, new wheels." And I said, "Yes, I know that, but too late. I broke a spoke this morning."
Everything was hunky-dory. I was making good time, and then I noticed after a little while that I was having a bit of trouble with one of the pedals. It wasn't going around right, and that the pedal had come loose. And I think almost instantly I knew that that I'd pretty much had it. You know, I went from that high point to a very low point. I wasn't in as black a mood as I thought I might have been when that happened. And maybe that just means that subconsciously I always thought that I was going to fail, and it was just a question of when it was going to be and what was going to do it, which is a little bit sad. Each time that I've failed, I've sort of said I'm not going to do it again, because it's some days out there where you just can't bear the idea of doing it again. Now I've just missed out on my third time. It's sort of like something I feel I could do, but I haven't done, and that's frustrating. You know, when I finished then, I said definitely not again, but already I'm sort of thinking that I might do it. And at the end of next year, I'll be 60, and so there's probably even more kudos to a 60-year-old breaking the record for riding around Australia than there is for a 58-year-old. So part of it's the drive to sort of break the record, but also it's... I think a lot of it's to do with new experiences and putting yourself in places where you haven't been before, even if it's they're unpleasant places. Again, I sort of think that's why I'm doing it, because that's how you, by sort of going those places you haven't been before in your mind or physically, is what living's about. And if you just are in your comfort zone all the time, then you're not really living.